I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets
and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
This is the VSiN Hockey Betting Podcast with VSiN's hockey betting analyst, Andy McNeil. Here is Danny Burke.
What's going on, folks, and welcome to the start of another edition of VSiN's Hockey Betting Podcast. Danny Burke and Andy McNeil here with you on this Thursday, May 18th, and the start of the conference finals throughout the Stanley Cup postseason. It is finally here, folks. We've got the Panthers. We've got the Hurricanes taking center stage. 8 p.m. Eastern time puck drop. Carolina the favorite. I'll tell you where those odds have moved to momentarily. But just to tee up the rest of the show, we've got a big guest coming on. Dom Luschishin. Awesome coverage with the puck over at The Athletic at Dom Luschishin, where you could follow him on the tweets if you could spell the last name correctly. Godspeed and good luck. But seriously, he's a fantastic follow on Twitter. Always does awesome work covering hockey, and especially from a betting perspective. And I know, because we're going to talk about it with Dom during our interview, but Dom's got a big article coming out later today highlighting some long shots and just overall some of his top prospects for Conn Smythe. So he'll correlate that with what odds we're seeing in the betting market and what guys he may be recommending, even though we're a little bit later in the game, some players that can still have some value. So excited to get into that with Dom in just a little bit. Obviously, we'll get his perspective for Game 1 and the entirety of the series out in the Eastern Conference with Florida and Carolina. And then we'll do much of the same for Dallas and VGK for Friday. And folks, by the way, if you want a more detailed breakdown, all of our assessments for both Game 1s and the series from Andy McNeil and myself, make sure you check out yesterday's episode because Andy and I are breaking it down extensively, again, from both the Game 1 perspective and then the entirety of the series, whereas this episode, we're more going to hone in on Dom and pick his brain about some of the action. But if you want my breakdown, Andy's breakdown, and the bets that we're playing, we'll recap it at the end of this episode. But again, a more detail-oriented breakdown and really getting into our brains of how we're assessing the series, check out yesterday's episode, chock-filled with a lot of info, betting angles, and much, much more. But again, like we said for today's episode, Dom Luschishin will be the center of attention. Always love to get Dom's thoughts. And again, as these numbers have moved, just to give you an update, we do see Carolina as high as minus 145 now. Andy spoke on that a little bit yesterday, talking about how he may not have got the best number, but still likes the Panthers, obviously, even more so now that the price has risen up to as high as plus 127, what we're seeing at Circa. So plus 125 is consensus, but you can get plus 127 as the highest number on our VSiN odds page on the Florida Panthers. Total, 5.5. Heavy juice to the over, as high as minus 130 and as low as minus 120. So let's go ahead and get into that game. We'll also get into Friday's affair here on VSiN's Hockey Betting Podcast. Myself, Danny Burke, Andy McNeil, VSiN's NHL expert, taking a quick break. And when we return, Dom Luchichin over at The Athletic, going to be sharing all of his thoughts and bets for the conference finals.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters.
It's an election year, so there's a lot of focus on the voters that TikTok is reaching.
The initial reaction is like, oh, things are looking so resilient.
I don't want to be too pessimistic, but I just don't see the political will down in Washington right now to change their tune.
I think the American electorate has been signaling that it expects a rematch of the 2020 election. These are unprecedented times.
With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Okay, folks, time to welcome in Dom Luchichin over at The Athletic covering the puck. He's joined us before here on VSiN's Hockey Betting Podcast. Always a pleasure to talk about the puck with you, Dom, especially as we head into the conference finals, taking a look at both the Western and Eastern Conference. But we might as well start out with tonight's affair with Florida and Carolina. So game one lines on our VSiN odds page, you see Carolina about minus 145 as the favorite. Florida plus 125 on the buyback, total 5.5 with some juice to the over. And then series prices, when we were talking yesterday, the best number that Andy and I were talking about with Carolina was about minus 124. and then the Panthers about plus 130. So, Dom, what have you made of this series? We've had a decent amount of time to kind of handicap and calculate this one. So what are some of your numbers telling you for game one and the series?
Yeah, if you can get plus 130 on the Panthers, I think I like that number. I think right now I've got minus 118 for the series, and consensus is, I think, in that range. But plus 130 is, I think, really good for Florida. I bet on them to win the cup when they were outside the playoffs, but I thought they had a greater than 50% chance. It was like 55-1. So I'm just hoping to ride that. But in terms of an edge on the series price, unless you can find the best number, I'm probably going to stay out of that one.
Do you think Tara Vinen is a big factor here in game one? He hasn't played since April 19th. How much of a change has that resulted in, given that he's now going to be in game one officially?
For me, that was a 1 percentage point change. So not big, but
yeah,
not small. I think he was always like this underrated playmaking defensive winger, but I think over the last couple of seasons, his sort of impact has waned as his reputation has gone up, where I think his impact is a bit overstated, but he's still one of their better offensive threats. And I think they will need that in the series against Florida, who has just so much firepower.
One thing I wanted to ask you about, Dom, is just predictions in general for this series. I noticed when looking around last night and this morning that, you know, there are some big differences based on where you look on how this series is viewed. And that goes for the Western Conference final as well. But over at ESPN, you've had 12 pundits pick Florida, 12 pick Carolina to win the series. So split right down the middle. And I saw you guys over at The Athletic were about 70% in favor of Carolina, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, and the West, I guess, while I'm on the subject, was a big difference. So a little more than 70% of the people over at ESPN picked Vegas to win. And you guys, if I'm not mistaken, had about 70% in favor of Dallas. Is that right?
Yeah, that sounds right. And I think you think about like asking a bunch of pundits, that'll still be a small sample. And the big thing with both of these series is that they're pretty evenly matched on both sides, both conferences. And it wouldn't be a surprise for anyone to pick either side, because they would have a very rational reason to choose Florida or Carolina or Dallas or Vegas in either their series. And I think that's what makes this conference finals so interesting, is that, yes, it's a coin flip and random variation might play a big role, but at the same time, I think all four of these teams have earned their place here, and there'll be something to watching them earn a spot in the Stanley Cup final.
Yeah, outside of one person at ESPN who picked the Panthers to win in five, I'm not sure they're really thinking about things probabilistically there. Yeah. It seems like a small percentage of writers at The Athletic picked the Hurricanes to win in five games. So everybody seems to think that this one's going to go six or seven games more often than not, which, of course, I agree with. And then as well in the Western Conference, you look and I think nobody at ESPN actually picked anybody in or either team to win in fewer than six games, and less than 3% of voters. How many people did you guys poll at The Athletic for this?
I'm not sure. I just know I took the poll myself, and I didn't check today to see how many people are polled. I feel like it's usually around 40 or so.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So less than 3% of voters at The Athletic picked Dallas to win in five games. So that was probably one person.
Yeah.
Hey, Dom, let me ask you here about the goaltending situation, especially in the Eastern Conference side. Obviously, Bobrovsky has turned a huge corner this postseason, and Freddie Anderson has been a stud himself. So what do you make of both goalies and what kind of impact they can have going forward against each other?
Yeah, I think when both goalies are at the top of their games, they can look like the best goalies in the world. They're both pretty streaky in that vein, and that'll probably be a big factor in this series. At the same time, it could be a big factor the other way, where one of them just completely falls apart and melts down, and we've seen Anderson do that in the playoffs. We've seen Bobrovsky do that in the playoffs, and it'll be exciting to see which one we get. I think a lot of people are expecting that to be a lower scoring series because of the heavy four checks both teams have, but I think both teams can also generate a lot of chances. And with the way the goaltending could go, I think it could be a higher scoring series than I think people expect.
All right. And then looking into Friday's matchup a little bit deeper, Dom, with the Golden Knights and the Stars. Again, now the numbers we're seeing come down a little bit toward Dallas. +115 seems to be the consensus money line for the Stars catching it. And then -$1.35, you got to lay for the Golden Knights with a total at 5.5, a little bit more of the juice to the under. So again, with the goaltenders, obviously Jake Oettinger did not have a great round the last setting, and the Kraken made him pay for it until game 7. Then we finally got a great performance out of Oettinger. Your expectations for Oettinger look like what heading against Vegas, who has really been riding this hot streak for quite some time, despite the naysayers, myself included.
Yeah. Vegas has been, I think, the most impressive team in these playoffs. I definitely wrote them off a bit to start because I didn't think Stone would be 100% healthy, and they kind of looked awful without him. I think since he went down with injury, they were kind of a middling team, kind of average, and there was no one really breaking through. But I guess they were saving that for the postseason. And Stone, his underlying metrics aren't great, but he's putting up points, and he looks better than I thought he would after back surgery in January. I don't know how he's doing it, but they're, I think, a better team than a lot of people are giving them credit for. I think everyone loves the Stars, obviously, but in terms of playoff path, Vegas taking down Edmonton in 6 is a lot more impressive than Stars needing 7 to get past Seattle. And I think the big thing with Oettinger is that he wasn't great against Seattle, and Vegas sometimes has a tendency of getting snake bitten during a series, and it wouldn't be a surprise to see Oettinger carry over that game 7 performance, step up, and then Vegas struggling to score a bit.
Yeah, that kind of sums it up for me. And I just look at how Vegas has scored a lot of goals in these playoffs on high danger chances, and I think it's going to be a lot harder to get those kind of looks against the Dallas defense. So I could definitely see the snake bitten aspect playing out for the Golden Knights. I bet Dallas to win the series at +120 or better. Hoping they can get out to 1 in game 1, but I'm not interested at the current price.
Yeah, I have -113 for that series, so I would have considered +120 as well. I just didn't end up betting on either series here.
Yeah, and it really depends on where you're located, and I guess this goes for every matchup, but I was noticing that, you know, definitely the line trending more towards Vegas in Las Vegas and where some of those prices that I'm seeing on the Stars that are available out in Las Vegas aren't actually available to me, really. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm seeing mostly +105 and even money at a lot of the shops that are available to us here in Canada and to you in Ontario. So,
yeah, I think that's always the case. They love betting on their nights.
Yeah, always get the Vegas Golden Knights tax there in Sin City. So I know if you're looking to bet the other side, that's the place to do it. Dom, looking a little bit deeper, because Andy and I have been bringing this up a tad bit more as we get, you know, deeper and deeper into the postseason itself and the Conn Smythe Award. These odds are getting very interesting, to say the least, and certainly with some guys you don't have as much value presented. A guy that we've talked about a lot that I'm invested in a few times over is Roope Hintz, and now I think the best number you can get on him is like 10-1 or so. But who are some guys that are standing out to you currently, maybe some guys you've already invested in, but that circulate around the Conn Smythe Award?
Yeah, well, first of all, I think Hintz is a fantastic bet. I think he's been the best forward in these playoffs. And if he's 10-1 and the Stars are +350 to win the Cup, I think there's value there because he's been the de facto MVP for sure. You can always count on Oettinger to go on a run here to maybe dethrone Hintz, but Hintz at both ends of the ice has been amazing. He had one fewer point than Connor McDavid. He's scoring at what would be 120-point pace. So I really like that bet even at that price. But I think the best bet for the Conn Smythe right now is someone who has been arguably as valuable as Hintz. He just might not get recognition for it because he doesn't score a lot of points. He's Carolina's premier shutdown defenseman, one of the best, if not the best defensive defenseman in the league, Jacob Slabin. He has 6 points in 11 games, and that's not really eye-popping, but when he's on the ice, Carolina gets, I think, 62% of the expected goals and have outscored opponents 15-3. And when he's off the ice, they've been outscored 18-12 and get 47% of the expected goals. So right now, Carolina's dominance is basically just when Jacob Slavin's on the ice. He's been that important to them.
Now, I get that we know that, and a lot of hockey writers and you know, pundits also know that. But how much confidence do you have that you know, without the offensive numbers, that he can really get into the conversation here? You know, just given how, even looking at the times that defensemen have won in recent years, they've been, you know, offensive leaders on the team, and that might not be the case with Slavin.
Yeah, I think that's definitely a consideration why some voters might mistakenly go to Brent Burns as well. But I think as the playing field shrinks and more exposure gets put on Carolina, I think people will see just how valuable Slavin is to how Carolina plays. Carolina is an elite defensive team. They have incredible penalty kill, and Slavin is the focal point of that. We had an article up the other day where their coach, Rod Brind'Amour, won a couple of Selkies, is the guy who's instilling this defensive ability. He knows defense. He said that Jacob Slavin was the best to ever do it in terms of shutdown ability. And I think that is a big thing. And we're going to see a bit more hype on Slavin going forward, especially if he keeps these numbers up. And I don't know, but there is one precedent. I looked at this today for a shutdown defense and winning the Conn Smythe, and that was Scott Stevens. And I think 2000 or 2002, one of those years, I don't know. He had 11 points in 23 games. And if Slavin has a path to victory, that's the path. And the Devils at that time were also this defensive juggernaut built on depth, similar to how Carolina can win this year. And Stevens was the team's identity in the same way that Slavin is Carolina's identity.
Well, I think you did a good job of answering my question.
Hey, Dom, last question I got for you here, my man. In terms of maybe other ways people can look to bet these series, whether it's with props or from an in-game standpoint, is there any specific matchup or strategy you may be monitoring throughout these first couple of games to look to attack from that standpoint?
I'm not too sure. I think maybe some in-game live bets if a team goes down. I know a lot of people expect the playoffs to be this lower scoring environment, but scoring is up in these playoffs, and we saw a lot of blowouts in the last round. I think we're going to see tighter games, but that might not necessarily be tight games from the start. We might see a team go up 2-0, and it might be worth it to put a few bucks down on a team to come back when the stakes are high and teams can sort of maybe not fold under pressure, but the other teams can press a bit more. I know Florida is really good at coming back. I think Carolina has it in them to score in bunches like they showed with against the Devils. And I think Vegas and Dallas both have that propensity as well. So I think that's the biggest thing I would look at. I'm not usually much of a live bettor, but the playoffs are, I think, a different beast in that regard.
I have one kind of non-playoff, non-betting related question looking forward to next year, because I know you just did some work on some free agent stuff. Do you have any bold predictions on where any you know, impact players are going to land for the 2023-2024 season?
Not really. It's hard to really know, especially because this free agency class sucks. Like, it's the worst class I think we've seen in so long, where there's literally like not a single star player. I think there's a lot of good second pair middle six options, but they're not guys that will move the needle. The most interesting name that I found was Michael Carcone, or Carcone, I don't know how to pronounce his name. I've never seen him play. I've never done anything, but I was looking at like the list of players, and he was like right beside Zach Parise, and I'm like, what is going on here? And I looked at his numbers, and they're like stupid good in terms of efficiency. And he had 85 points in 65 games with Tucson in the AHL. So maybe there's something there on a league minimum deal, sort of like the next Michael Bunting, or maybe he's just another guy who is elite in the minors, but isn't that great in the majors. But he's one name I'll be looking at because he seems like he could be found money.
So we're probably going to see a lot of overpays, even more so than what we usually see, is what you're telling me.
Possibly, yeah. Like, I looked at Evolving Hockey's contract projections than what I had, and like 90% of them were more than what I would pay. And I think it depends on how teams want to spend money, if there's bidding wars for these players. But at the same time, cap space is not really plentiful right now, especially with a lot of the contenders around the league. So there's a bit of give and take there in terms of supply and demand, really.
Makes sense. All right. Dom Luschishin, folks, at Dom Luschishin, where you can follow him on the tweets. You can catch more of his content throughout the postseason and beyond over at The Athletic as he's covering the NHL. I know we'll have a big article up later today, so make sure you check that out, covering all things Conn Smythe, as we did a little bit here on VSiN's Hockey Betting Podcast. But Dom, my man, always a pleasure to get you on the pod. Appreciate the time, and best of luck with all your bets going forward, my friend.
Yeah, anytime, guys. Thanks for having me.
All righty. Another big thanks to Dom Luschishin for hopping on to VSiN's Hockey Betting Podcast. Remember, you can get all of his content over at The Athletic. So, Andy, some long shots there for the Conn Smythe Award. And look, man, I mean, I was looking at Slavis and some of his odds. As short as 50-1. I know it was a little bit longer before, but seems like the market's catching up a tad bit on him and some others.
Yeah, it makes sense. I mean, I just think this will be a playoffs potentially where, you know, there might be some interesting takes that make their way into the voting that may not, you know, things that might get overlooked in other years where a guy like Connor McDavid is dominating, or, you know, Cale Makar is putting up, you know, ungodly numbers, right? But I think a guy like Slavin could get a nod this year if Carolina is able to ride his defensive abilities to a Stanley Cup, especially given that, if, you know, I think when you look at the teams there, you could argue that the Hurricanes have the least star power of any of the remaining teams. So I think it's definitely an interesting take. I know we talked about it earlier on a recent podcast on Wednesday, I believe. So I don't think we're alone. I think The talk is and the hype is growing, as Dom said.
Absolutely. And folks, before we head out here, just a final update from our perspective. We're finishing this at about, noon 30 Eastern time or so. And -145 is the number consensus we see for the Hurricanes. +125 on Florida. Total 5.5 with some juice to the over. See, one book did go to the 6, but then the juice obviously flips back to the under. But before we head out here, and I know we'll have more coverage for tomorrow's game, Andy, but just to recap, the action you're going to be sweating out tonight in the Eastern Conference Final is going to be Florida, correct?
Yeah, I'm on the Panthers at +120 or better, and I wish I had waited a little bit longer trying to get the best information out there to bettors, but of course, some things change. It's dynamic, and Tuvo Teravainen is back in the Carolina lineup, and that's caused things to shift towards the Hurricanes a little bit here. So some decent numbers out there, I think, on the Panthers. I don't think that his inclusion into this lineup is maybe as big of a deal as the market might make it out to be. But then again, we might see things push towards Carolina a little bit here, a little bit more here, closer to game time. So maybe you want to wait out if you want to ride the Panthers with me. But regardless, I'm on Florida at +120 or better heading into this series.
Yeah, again, +125, we see consensus. I see Circa has them as high as +127. So make sure you do your shopping out there, folks. Again, Carolina and Florida tonight. Andy will be on the side of the Panthers. I'm going to be sweating out that game prop of the Hurricanes. Shots on goal as a team over 33.5. We talked about it yesterday on the episode at the price of -112. And now at BetRivers, I see the over a little bit juicier to -125. But again, if If you want the bigger breakdown of it and getting into the nitty gritty with the numbers, be sure to check out yesterday's episode where Andy and I really expound on our thoughts and analysis for game ones and the series. But that's the bet that I'm rocking with tonight. The Hurricanes over 33.5 shots on goal, averaging about 35 shots on goal per game at home this season. Panthers allowing over 39 shots on goal per game on the road this postseason. And again, the deeper analysis, check out the other episode. Don't need to reiterate it too much, but that's what Andy and I got rocking with this evening. Again, you can follow Andy on Twitter at Digital Gambler, and you can catch more of his content as he's doing write-ups at VSiN.com. That's VSIN.com. Under the NHL tab, you can get McNeil's columns. He'll have more write-ups as we progress throughout the postseason. As for myself, at Danny Burke 5, appreciate it if you like and subscribe to the podcast. Helps you guys get notified when the episodes are released as soon as possible and always helps us. So that's going to do it for today's edition. We'll be back for more tomorrow. Until then, best of luck and take care, folks.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets
and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.